Isn't it good to be here in the house of the Lord? Isn't that great? And you know, God is doing a wonderful work here. God, there's great things happening here at Community Bible Church. Today we launch a new sermon series over the next 5 weeks, and it's talking about the Most High God. And today we're talking about God's faithfulness. And that's the one thing I want to testify today to, is God's faithfulness as I look back over my life. There couldn't be a better topic to speak on your birthday than to talk about how God is faithful. Or any day of the year, actually. God is faithful. Next week, we're going to talk about the God who delivers holiness. After that, the God who delivers surprising, unfathomable love. Another speaker is going to be talking about God, the Most High God, who fills us with knowledge and wisdom. And then on July 2nd, to finish off the series, the Most High God who delivers the powerful good news of the gospel. Great things to look forward to here. We invite you all each and every Sunday coming up. I'm going to start today and just invite you to stand one more time here. For Exodus chapter 6, I'm going to be reading that. I've chosen this particular passage as an intro to the whole topic of God making promises, but also God keeping promises. And so these are God's words to Moses. Say therefore to the people of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I'll bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from slavery to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it to you for a possession. I am the Lord. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you that you give us your promises. And I thank you even more today that you keep them. And Lord, you are faithful to all the promises you have made. We thank you for your word. We thank you for being able to teach us this morning from your word. We thank you for everybody that's gathering here and those online. All the visitors that have come today, we thank you that we're together here in the house of the Lord. So, Lord, I pray this morning that you'll help us not to be distracted, but that we'll be able to listen, not only with our ears, but with our hearts, and that you'll continue your work of sanctification in our lives. And, Lord, help us to reflect on our lives this morning and the many, many times of faithfulness, how you have kept your promises. So bless the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts together. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody said, Amen. Well, I just love that particular passage that we read from Exodus 6. We're also going to be referencing some other passages throughout Scripture. But I love the fact that the Lord says to Moses, I am the Lord. And that's really significant because he bookends this particular passage with the same words. I am the Lord. And this is what I'm going to do. And I am the Lord means I rule, I reign. And you can 100% believe that what I say is going to happen. You know, as As people, we often don't keep our words. We don't keep our promises. We're sinners. But when we look at God and see God's power, and when He speaks, it's the truth. There's no lying with God. And He says here, I am the Lord. And then He makes six promises to Moses. He says, I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will deliver you from slavery to them. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God who's brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And then lastly, I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord. Do you know there's 3,573 promises in God's word? I was astounded by that. 3,573 from Genesis to Revelation. Just marvelous there. But we say, how can we trust God? How can we trust God's promise? How can we trust God to keep His word? Well, when God makes a promise to His people, it comes to pass. A promise is a covenant or declaration that one will do exactly what they say or something will happen just as pledged. And there's three reasons why we can trust God. We can trust God to keep His word because of the character of God. The character of God. First of all, He's not a person. He's not a human. He doesn't have a fallen nature. He never sinned. He's never lied. He is the essence of righteousness and can't lie. He's the truth and only speaks the truth. We can trust God to keep His promises because of His character. We can trust God because God is unchanging. We change. Look at how we age. But God is unchanging. God never changes in His person or His purposes. Or we may change our minds as we age. Or our situation changes, or we get more information. But God doesn't decide to do something and then 1,000 years later realize it was a bad decision and reverse course. We can trust God because of God's character, because God is unchanging. And thirdly, we can trust God. We can count on God's promises because of His infinite wisdom. We worship a wise, wise God. Because of His infinite wisdom, when He makes a promise, it's the best possible promise He can make. He won't discover later He could have made a better promise. God never needs to make course corrections. Not like the Leafs. He doesn't have to change His manager for the next season. He doesn't make it up as He goes along. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and He's the end. You can count on God's promises because of His infinite wisdom. I want to take a look now at some of the scriptures where God has promised. Ordinary people like you and me, and how He fulfilled those promises working in different people's lives. We take a look at Adam and Eve in Genesis, and God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. And God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth, subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Did God keep his promise? Yes, he did. Abraham, you know what he said to Abraham? I'll make you a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. And later on in Genesis, he says, I will surely bless you. I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. Did God keep his promise to Abraham? Amen. And to Noah, I love this. He made a covenant with Noah. You know, there's a great flood and everything, and after the flood was over and the waters receded, you know what God said to Noah? I'll establish my covenant with you. I will make a promise to you. Never again will life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. And you know what he said? I have set my rainbow. I have set my rainbow in the clouds. What a powerful thing to say. I'll set my rainbow in the clouds, and it'll be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow, my rainbow appears in the clouds, I'll remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all earth. So God said to Noah, this is a sign of the covenant I have established between me and all the earth and all life on the earth. Did God keep his promise? Yes. We never had another flood that has destroyed all of us. In turning into Chronicles, as we take a look at some of the promises God has made, and the Lord promised Solomon when he'd finished the house of the Lord. You know what he said there? Many of you know this verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and heal their land. I love that verse. We serve a God who is faithful. We serve a God who, and faithful is defined as someone being trustworthy. A faithful person is a person in whom you can put your trust. But God is that and so much more. God will never let you down. God is faithful to every one of his people. He looks after us at all times. You know that promise? I will never leave you or forsake you. I will never leave you or forsake you. It's been times in my life where I didn't remember that. Sad to say. Sometimes when we're confronted with grief, sometimes when we're confronted with hardships, we don't remember the goodness of the Lord. But what happens when we do? When we remember the promises of God, I'll never leave you or forsake you. What does it do to our hearts? It changes them. And we have a thankful heart. And when we have a thankful heart, we see life differently, don't we? We do. Think of some of the things you've gone through in your lifetime. Think of some of the hard times. And you look back on those times, and they're real markers in your life, aren't they? because as the Son, the S-O-N, broke through in your life. And the sun shone into those dark corners of what you were going through. As you remembered the promises of God. God is good. God ministers to us, and his faithfulness, great is his faithfulness. You know, Simon Peter, when he confessed Christ, Christ said to him, "I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I'll build my church." That's a promise he made. And guess what else he said? "And the gates of hell will not prevail against it." What a promise for Christ's church here on earth. What a promise for Community Bible Church. We've had 44 years here, right? And we can look back at how God has been faithful. And we've lived through a time these last couple of years when we've been praying for the faithfulness of God. And not only has God brought us one pastor, Don, to follow Sharon, right here in our midst, God's brought a second pastor, Andrew. We thank God for that. Remember how we prayed? I want to remind us of that, how we all prayed that God would send us a pastor. Andrew and Natasha, and the two kids are arriving in a few weeks, in a month's time, I guess. I remember that promise. Philippians 4:19. Paul shares these words, "And my God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches in Christ Jesus." God keeps his promises. Jesus says these words, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he dies, she dies, yet shall they live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? You ever get discouraged? I talked a little bit about it. Sometimes we get discouraged because it feels like God doesn't come through for us. Can we trust God to keep his promises that he makes in Scripture? And from the testimony of Scripture here, we can be absolutely sure. We can have confidence in God to do what he says he will do. This is God's character. This is the faithful God of generation after generation who is faithful to his word. In Numbers 23, verse 19, it says, "God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it?" And just to complete this part on promises, some promises God makes at specific times for specific people. Not every promise in the Bible applies to every person in the world. Some are to special people in a certain time and place. Perhaps to Abraham. Some promises are unconditional, like God's promise to Noah. It's to everybody. Some promises are conditional. 2 Chronicles 2:14 tells us there that there's a condition to God's promise. We have to do a couple of things. He said, of my people who are called by my name, it's a conditional promise because we have to humble ourselves and we have to pray, we have to seek his face, we have to turn from our wicked ways. Then God says, what? I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive your sin, and I'll heal your land. So glad for that. Or in James chapter 4, verse 5, it says, so humble yourselves before God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. This is conditional, this promise, because we have to do two things. We have to humble ourselves, and we have to resist the devil. God is faithful to his word. His promises are trustworthy. He's reliable. He's generous. He's kind. He does what he says he'll do. And sometimes he does more than we could ever ask for, hope, or even imagine. God is faithful. He makes promises to his people, and God keeps them. God is not just the promise maker, but God is the promise keeper. And if we bring up that next slide, Psalm 145, it says there, I love this second verse. Can we read those first couple of verses together? Just half of that slide because of time today. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. What a magnificent scripture that is, isn't it? And in Lamentations chapter 3, the writer of Lamentations was going through awful things, as you can read on that slide there. You know, and in the Word of God, the circumstances in his life were absolutely awful. I could spend 20 minutes on it. But you know, there's a glimmer of hope breaks through. And he says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. God is faithful to every one of his people, and he looks after us at all times. I love this verse from Psalm 37. I have been young and now I'm old. Guess that's me. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken nor his descendants begging bread. He's faithful to us when we're tempted, when we're weak, when we suffer, when we sin, and when we need help for the ministry he has given us. There's a wonderful promise of God in Acts chapter 2. And on that day of Pentecost, and you know, God is so faithful. He's created us in his image. He's redeemed us through the blood of Jesus Christ. He's given us new life here, and he promises through his death, through his resurrection, he gives us eternal life. And to top it all off, to give us the work, to be able to do the work he calls us to do, he's given us his Holy Spirit, We have a God that continues to give and give and give. And he's promised us his Holy Spirit of power. And it says, "You shall be my witnesses. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." So Christ ascended into heaven. He says, "Wait. I'm going to send you my Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to help you, to love me, to serve me, to obey me. The Holy Spirit's going to teach you. The Holy Spirit's going to lead you. The Holy Spirit is going to empower you." And he did that. He did that. "And you're going to be my witnesses," says here. "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, to Lucan, to St. Mary's, to Exeter, to London, to Clinton, to Bayfield, to Granton, to Elsa Craig, to Stratford." Because of God's promise of his power, his Holy Spirit, to strengthen us, to teach us. What a wonderful promise. I want to end up there on that today. In the meantime, as we wait for God to fulfill his promises, as you wait on him in your particular situation, as we live day by day, Hebrews 10:23 says, "Don't give up. Hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." If you're going through a tough time today, hope you can talk to someone. Hope you can reach out to an elder. Reach out to your ministry leader, your small group leader. Reach out to someone. Reach out to Pastor Don. Reach out for prayer. And hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. Hold fast. Stick to firmly. Not one of all of the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. Every one was fulfilled. We hold tightly to that hope we profess. Be encouraged today, friends. Be encouraged. Have hope. God is for us. Let's pray. Oh God, we praise you. We exalt your name as the Lord. You are the Lord, and we praise you for all your promises, for your promise to save us, for your promise to keep us, for your promise to guard us. God, I just pray these promises over and over. I don't know what people are walking through right now, but I just pray these promises over them. Over my own life, over each of our lives as we have trusted in you as the Lord. God, we praise you for your promise to keep us, to guard us, to help us. I thank you for your promise to shepherd us, your promise to work all things together for our good. God, your promise to provide for us according to all our needs, based on the glorious riches that are found in Christ Jesus. I thank you for your promise to give us mercy that's new every morning, mercy that's sufficient for every single day's troubles. And I pray, God, today that promise over every single person who's listening to you, who's trusted in you, your promise to give us peace, to give us strength in our weakness, to give us wisdom in our decision-making. Your promise to be with us, God, that we're not alone, that you will make our paths straight when we trust in you with all our heart. Your promise to give us everything we need to do, everything you've called us to do. And so we praise you, God, for these promises, and we praise you for your faithfulness to keep every single one of them. We praise you that you've given us your power to be witnesses to the life that we've received and to share that good news with others. We praise you for all the good things that are happening here at Community Bible Church that prove that you are a faithful God. Help us to continue to humble ourselves before you, to confess our sin. Lord, to change our hearts. We praise you that there's no question today that you will be faithful to all your promises, and no question that you'll be faithful to all your promises tomorrow and the next day and the next day and for the next 1,000 years from now. Till you come, Lord Jesus. Because you have been faithful to every promise you've ever made. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.